Gary Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and very happy to be here on this Wednesday. Been off the air for a couple of weeks, I believe, and so it's very nice to be back. I'm actually going to be going to India in about a week and a half with Ashiana Dean, and I'm not sure if I'll be able to do my radio show from there or not. Probably unlikely, but you never know. So we'll just have to see what happens between now and then. Meanwhile, tonight my guest is Dr. Turi, and he is an astropsychologist, and I think many people will know of his work, and we will bring him on in just a minute. I do want to announce that the Awake and Aware live streams from the conference are now available for purchase, and so if you didn't get a chance to attend our really fabulous Awake and Aware 2011 conference last weekend, then I encourage you to watch it. It'll be very much like being there. There's a lot of sort of off-the-cuff, impromptu things going on, and it's a lot of fun. And I think that you'll find the speakers were absolutely fabulous. You know, really, you can't get better than that. So we are offering individual speaker packages, so you can watch the speakers that you want to hear. And we're also putting together a package that contains all the footage of the entire conference, which was basically a three night and 2 day conference. And so I do encourage you to check that out at awakeandaware2011.com. That will give you the basic links through where you can click and get through to the stream. Other than that, we have had some very interesting whistleblowers that were behind the scenes at the conference and have been sharing information from time to time, as everyone knows, and things are just heating up, I guess you might say, in all directions. So there's some very interesting dynamics going on, and I'm very excited to talk to Dr. Turi about that. So without further ado, Dr. Turi, are you with me?
I am here, Carrie. Thank you very much. I was listening to your introduction, and indeed, what a conference. It was just absolutely incredible. As I was doing my TV show, we had to wait because so many people was giving standing ovation and the clapping were over covering the work we're doing all this stuff. Indeed, I had a blast. I really had an incredible time. I got to see all my good friends. Got to have dinner with you. And
yes.
We had a blast. Thank you for inviting me there, Carrie.
Absolutely. Yes, we all had a blast, and I think that goes without exception for all the people that attended. It was quite extraordinary. It was like an old home gathering of friends and family from all parts of the earth, and people flew in from places like Barcelona and Norway and Australia and all kinds of places. So it was a lot of fun.
And I got to meet also those people. I was kind of surprised when they were telling me they were from the other side of the world. that was interesting.
Absolutely. Well, that's what we like to do at Camelot. So like to go worldwide with everything. So I'd love to hear from you as to what your take is on, I guess you've got sort of an astropsychology report that you do from time to time, and you're going to share that with us tonight. And then also drill down perhaps into some of the more specific questions as we go along. And at some point we will open the caller lines on the second hour of the show for call-ins.
Indeed. With your permission, I'd like to start and talk about, you know, the Amanda Knox. She's right on the news right now, of course, with the damage that has been done. And, of course, a similarity to Casey Anthony and O.J. Simpson and Van der Slot. Again, there are no accidents. For your information, Amanda Knox and O.J. Simpson were born the same month and the same day. It's also important to bring to your awareness that a knife in both murders were actually used. Would it be Casey Anthony, Van der Slot, O.J. Simpson, or Amanda Knott? Those people are what you call dual. Dual in astropsychology means that they can make themselves believe they are actually innocent and separate themselves from the fact that they are murderer. And it's easy to fall for it for many reasons. First, because you know you're dealing with a couple of young, pretty girls that are very emotional and cry. And you're dealing about people that are very, very smart. The only problem that I detect in the judicial system nowadays, Karen, is that the people, the jury, are very normal people who do not possess cosmic consciousness, and they are being battled to death, confused to death by some very sophisticated, educated attorney that can manipulate words to affect the jury. In other words, the jury is not directly related to Einstein. Put it this way, they are normal people, and without cosmic consciousness, it is impossible to fight the legal hyena, who are very much interested in the free advertisement on CNN, on the big check, and of course the taxpayer money, which comes out to be pretty, pretty expensive for us. But the morality, and that is really disgusting, this is what really get me, Carrie. The morality is now you can kill your daughter, you can kill your friends, you can kill your spouse, you can kill anybody. And if you do so, not only are you going to gain fame and wealth in the process, because you know you're going to get a lot of deals here. You're going to be writing books. You're going to be getting on the circus of talking heads. You're going to be facing the media, like it or not. Humans have a very small, short memory, put it this way, and. And if the world were awareness was raised to the level of any of my students, they would be dancing on their head. They could be crying all night and day. The stars do not lie. Once you're dealing with a dual soul, especially knowing that Pluto, which happens to be the planet of death and drama that controls the sign of Scorpio, when you have this planet sitting in the fifth house, which is the house of love, romance, and speculation, conjuncting the tail of the dragon, also in Scorpio, as far as the victim is concerned, then you have no doubt that was full play. O.J. Simpson and Amanda Knott are born in July. If you count five from July, including July, you're going to end up in November. That is the fifth house, which is the seat of attraction between human beings, which happens to be the area of love, romance, and the sign will take the color of the planet. And Pluto is a deadly planet. Pluto rules anything that is the underground, criminals, killers, serial killers. Pluto rules the power itself, the police force, the FBI, the Secret Service, sex. And indeed, witchcraft, it all makes sense if you do have cosmic consciousness to pinpoint out dead on what really happened, because now you're not looking with your physical eyes, you're looking with a third eye. But would it be science, would it be the judicial system, would it be the religious system, your political system, your educational system, there is absolutely no cosmic consciousness, and this is why today, murderer literally get away with murder.
Okay. Well, I assume that you're talking about the Amanda Knox story, and I'm actually not up to speed on that, but I assume this is something in the mainstream press.
Exactly.
Is there anything a little more sort of on point in terms of the political and international situation that we're coming into, especially with regard to finances. I was told that October was a specific month in which there would be a lot of focus on the financial situation.
Yeah, indeed. As of August 15, 2012, all the way to February 18, 2014, and that's where the audience should get their pen and write these down, the tail of the dragon will be moving into the sign of Scorpio. The axis Scorpio Taurus regulates finances, investment, the banking industry, and money in general. This dragon is not yet, for the lack of words, when I said the word dragon, it's an energy coming from the constellation of Draco. But again, I cannot teach astro psychology or divine astrology tonight, so I'm using terms and I'm trying to make sense in the process. So as of August 15, 2012, all the way to February 18, 2014, this axis, Scorpio Taurus, which regulates corporations, finances, the banking industry, this dragon will turn everything 380 degrees around, put it this way. So the way you see the dollar, the way you use the dollar, the way you the banking industry especially are going to be directly the target of this dragon, the banking industry will be forced to completely and entirely restructure itself. As I was many years ago in December 2007 on Coast to Coast, when I told George Norrie to be ready for a restructure of the U.S. economy, all this happened for very specific reasons, economic purpose. But now we are moving into the restructure of the financial world. And what's going to happen, it's not going to be the way you perceive money, the way you deal with money has to change. Drastically, completely change, where the cash itself will be something that might become a rarity because due to the technology we are moving in so fast, it's easier for the Fed to control anything and everything via technology. So we are moving for a kind of a cashless society, if you understand me. And that's going to create quite a lot of insecurity. Now, there are also business that are related to the Scorpio Taurus axis, which is, of course, first of all, is the banking industry. The aesthetics are all the business that dwell with money itself, with cash. All this has to change. And the people who have a lot of money and a lot of cash are obviously investing into gold because you cannot delete it. It will stay there. That's why there is this movement towards gold. But that doesn't mean they are safe. There is not such a thing as being safe with the head and the tail of the dragon, which is going to force literally people to lose absolutely everything they have. And that is a very serious situation. Now, this dragon also works in favor to the Secret Service, the FBI, the CIA, the police force, which is going to branch other branches to their own branches. So you're talking about a proliferation of secret service that are going to be watching every single move you make, every transaction that you make. It will be practically impossible to mess up with the IRS, put it this way.
Well, let me ask you this, Dr. Turi. If that's the case, what do you counsel that, you know, people, how they should behave during this time?
Well, again, it has to do with how the honor natal dragon is affecting the universal dragon. Let me put it this way. If the tail of – so all of those born in let's say, November or Scorpio, okay, all of those born in November will have the tail of the dragon in the seventh house, and that's the house of marriage, contract, partnerships, and – most of these people will be forced to reevaluate the way they face the world with partners. Many contracts will have to be destroyed, a new contract being rewritten. Now, you could be any sign of the zodiac. Oh, don't think, oh, I was born in September. I have nothing to do with that. No, no, no. Because, you know, I am not practicing astrology per se. I'm practicing astropsychology, which makes you every single sign of the zodiac each time you flip into one of the 12 different areas of the human experience. And that's where it gets a little bit complicated. So if you know where your natal dragon is and how it's going to aspect, communicate with the dragon, universal dragon, then I can advise people what to do, not to do. For example, we can take the example of the news today. I wrote to be ready for shocking news. And of course, Sarah Palin's decision not to run literally shocks the entire world. So but that prediction again come true. But why did Sarah Palin choose not to run? Subconsciously, she's aware that the tail of the dragon is moving in her 10th house of career. But you have to remember, Sarah Palin is a Leo like President Obama. And Obama, our current president, is receiving also the tail of the dragon in his career, which means he's not going to stay in the White House. Okay, so you have to be able to compare how the constellation of Draco is going to affect you on a personal level in your own housing system, in your own UCI.
What you're saying is that the tail, are you saying the head of the dragon is in Scorpio for what, the United States?
The dragon affects the entire world. It's like the moon creating the tide in different places, but all over the world. The head of the dragon is supporting, is endorsing, is promoting. And Scorpio rules the police force, the FBI, DRS, corporate organization, supreme wealth, secret, death. Even death, the way you're going to deal with death. A lot of people will say, look, when I want to die, I don't want you to stop me. There is a new restructure of how you perceive that, how you're going to be able to handle that.
Okay, we're going to go to a commercial. Thank you, Dr. Turi. We'll be right back.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning. Warning. American. Warning. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Say that joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there.
This is Carrie Cassidy's Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Dr. Curry about the state of the planet, really, and where things are at the moment. We're just talking about the head and the tail of the dragon, where it's emphasizing Scorpio. Dr. Curry, I wanted to ask you, are you saying the head is in Scorpio and the tail is in Taurus?
That's correct. And anytime you have this axis, I have noticed, because I've been working and doing consultation, since 1991. I cannot even remember the amount of people I dwelt with. And each time I deal with somebody that is born, for example, in 1975, my first question, not a question, it's a fact. I tell them, you have lost everything you own in your life, maybe two or three times. And it's like incredibly accurate. Anyone born with this dragon is supposed to literally learn what it means to die, hypothetically, of course, and rebirth itself again and again and again. And that brings being a karmic tough fixed sign, Scorpio Taurus axis, both are fixed, by the way, produce tremendous trauma in people's life. So all the children that are going to be born as of August 15, 2012, all the way to February 18, 2014, will have this cross, so to speak, where it will be impossible for them to be able to hold on to money. Let me give you an example. I'm not exactly good with names, especially when I channel, but there is this financial wizard that ruins everybody. He took all the money and ran off. Madoff. This is the type of guy who was born with this type of dragon. He accumulates the millions and millions and millions of dollars, but the greed was so very, strong that he misused and abused people, and he lost everything, including his son, in the process. The soul usually comes from past life invested in Switzerland or in different countries where the soul has learned how the monetary system works, how to build a bank and how to make money. It's part of their gift, like Mozart or Beethoven were born with the head of the dragon in Aries Libra, which makes them artistic, like Nostradamus, Edgar Casey, Madame Blavatsky are natural prophets. They are natural remote viewer. You've got to have the tools to be able to perform or to do something in reality. Do I make sense?
Yes. So what I would like to know is if you're talking about the head of the dragon being in Scorpio at this time, then people who have strong Scorpio in their chart are going to have a lot of, if I understand you correctly, a lot of energy going into that area of their chart. Is that right?
The Scorpio affects a specific department of the human experience. Again, I repeat myself because repetition is good. Scorpio rules the police force, mafia, criminal, secret service, obviously, insurance, criminal groups, anything to do with insurance. And that's where investment will be growing, so to speak. That's where the universe, this is where God and devil are working together to help human moving with the head of the dragon. You have to remember, I'm 62 years old soon, and I spent 40 years investigating Ophicius, which is the old astrology of the dragon, and I wrote a 525 page on the dragon, and then and there on this book that took me years to write and years to uncover the secrets of the dragon, I explained why Hitler became Hitler, why Nostradamus became Nostradamus, why all the killers and serial killers, the most famous or infamous for that matter, became serial killers. I explain every single thing to who is who in the world.
Okay, let me ask you this, though, because Project Camelot is very interested in uncovering secrets.
Right.
Is it possible that, you know, Scorpio would, it seems to me, would rule secrecy of all kinds? Is it possible that this would be a time when secrets would be revealed?
Indeed, you just said it. And in large corporations, secret secrecy, secret society, like the Freemasons and anything that is under the table, the dragon is going to endorse and promote it. So this is why I was saying to you that the Secret Service are going to see a restructure and an explosion. That energy came to us 12 or 24 years ago, and this is where President Bush restructured the Secret Service because they didn't do their job properly, so to speak. And you have to trace all my work, but that energy is coming back. You have to pick it, to keep in mind, Kerry, that I am not a psychic. I understand that nature has a pattern. History repeats itself. The weather has a very specific pattern. And in the cosmic code, in the universal gearbox above your head, this pattern is very solid. It's like a gearbox. It's repetitive, and I know the timing. Now, in your case, if you tell me the month you were born, Carrie, I can tell you where you are, Scorpio.
Okay, well... You know, you have already given me a reading, and I don't think I want to take the time.
Okay. I understand. Are you a very private person? And I knew exactly what your response was. So
but I would like to say that I do have a strong Scorpio in the eighth house in my chart, and also Mars and Scorpio in the 12th. And
yeah.
Scorpio rising. So all of this would be very interesting to me personally, but I think it's also fascinating in terms of what it means for the world.
Exactly. But, you know, you have to understand it on a lower level to understand the power. Let me give you this example. Casey Anthony killed her daughter. Her daughter was born in August, okay? Now, you probably heard of a similar case that hasn't been found yet with that little girl from Colorado, Jean Panet. Jean Panet was also born in August. So now, if you want, wherever you have Scorpio in your chart, Carrie, the opportunity to gain fame, supreme wealth,
where the police will enter your life, where death will enter your life, where drama will enter your life, is within the world of Scorpio. So if you count four from August, September, October, November, those two little girls, victim of their mothers, are a Scorpio in the fourth house, and the fourth house regulates the base of operation in the home area, making those little girls prone to be assassinated and molested and raped and killed at home.
I see. Yes, quite tragic. What happens to Taurus? What happens to the tail of the dragon at the time?
Depending on how your honor chart is set, and again how it affects the universal tail and your natal tail. That could mean some serious problem. You have to remember Taurus is a bull. The ancient Sumerian, to represent solidity, security, carved bull. This is why, again, subconsciously, Merrill Lynch Corporation used the bull. And if you go in a financial district in New York, you will see the big bull in the street. The message is, look at me. I'm strong. I'm tough. I'm reliable. Look at my walls. They are thick. I'm solid. I'm the bull. So give me your money and I'm going to make it grow. This is the subconscious message, using the symbolic astrology to understand the energy of Taurus. But when you have the tail eating that sign, oh my gosh, people are forced to literally lose everything. So this is a time to aim towards groups, to be part of an investment group, to deal with the world of Scorpio, to understand the energy of Scorpio, to invest in insurance, to invest in security services, to invest in bond that well with the government. That's where the dragon's going to turn your money in pure gold and make it grow. Again, you have to remember, knowledge is power, ignorance is evil. And all of these secret society, which are controlled by Scorpio, knows very well that sharing knowledge is loss of power. So they don't want to give you that wisdom. But Dr. Chiu is there to do that. And at the same time, I am a Scorpio myself in my 10th house of career. Because of my job, because of my career, I could also get assassinated. Because wherever you have a Scorpio, this is where you're going to be killed.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Wherever Scorpio is in your chart, this is how death, drama, and the police will enter your life. For example, let's take Saddam Hussein. Saddam Hussein was born with the moon in Scorpio. And the moon in Scorpio is in fall, which means at its worst position, because the moon is ruled by Cancer, which means you're supposed to be sharing, you're supposed to be warming, feeding, protecting. Scorpio is nothing like that. Scorpio is death. So electing a president like
Saddam Hussein.
Yeah, the energy of his moon affected the people, the infrastructure of his country, and everything died.
Let's go back to Obama, because you said that Obama would be leaving office because of his because he's a Leo, was that it?
Yeah, he's a Leo, and the tail of the dragon will be getting to his 10th house of career. And I'm an Aquarius, the opposite, which means the head is eating my career.
But in the case of Obama, how is he going to leave office? Do you have any clue of that?
Well, first of all, the main reason why Obama became Obama is because, like President Clinton or Schwarzenegger or Michael Jackson, he was born in August. Born in August, you have been given an opportunity by the cosmic code to build and own a stage, regardless of where you came from, okay? That is the first thing. Secondly, he was born with the head of the dragon by birth in Leo, giving even more power to reach that stage and to claim to the presidency. It's not because he's smarter than you and me. It doesn't work that way. It's not because of his education or his experience. It's because of his stars. But the problem, again, humanity has lost his relationship to the spirit and to the cosmic code. And all I'm trying to do is to bring it back. So in reference to President Obama, he has the tail of the dragon in the side of Aquarius. And Aquarius was Air Force One. And it doesn't bring luck to anything that is airplane, that is Aquarius, that is NASA, that is the promotion of his tail is very negative. That's where he's stuck. This is why at heart he is a humanitarian and he wants to deal with the people. He wants to take the money from the rich and give it to the people because he's stuck on his tail. He does not respond to his head. The same story with Princess Diana. Princess Diana was born with the tail of the dragon in Aquarius and the head of the dragon was in Leo. So she was chosen to become the Princess of Wales. And when you have the tail of the dragon in the sign of Aquarius, you end your life in a very dramatic, shocking way. And she literally exploded in the tunnel in France. And the crocodile hunter from Australia also was born with the tail of the dragon in Aquarius, and he died shockingly. He died a very sudden, shocking death. And President Obama has the same dragon. So if he doesn't get assassinated, okay, he is prone to go through heart attack because Leo holds the heart. And this is
Okay. Well, let me ask you, what are we looking at in 2012? Because as you know, we're fast approaching the year 2012. And I'm wondering, is this Scorpio, Taurus tail and head of the dragon, is this going to be continuing into 2012 or does it end at a certain point?
No, it starts August 15, 2012 and it goes all the way down to February 18, 2014.
Oh, so it hasn't actually started just yet.
No, is it what you call a void, of course, is in between, is already touching his dragon, but it's not 100%. The energy is void, of course. You don't go in the universe and cut it with a knife. It's like when the moon is at 28 degrees of Cancer, she is void, of course. She's already getting the energy from Leo because she only has 2 degrees to go. This is the type of divine astrology I teach. So in reference to the year 2012, what's going to happen is, first of all this talking head, all these apocalyptic promoters, people, will realize that the Earth is still there and will still be there after the year 2012. So that's going to force them to wake up. Scorpio keyword is wake up call. And when the moon is in Scorpio, people are very sarcastic. They fight. They are they're killing each others. My book.
Okay, but this is not until August of 2012, isn't that right?
Yeah, but that energy is already active. That tells you the things to come, Carrie. It ain't
okay.
Gonna better. It's gonna get much worse before it gets better. There is a supreme wake up call that is imposed by God through the cosmic code, through the signs. Upon humanity, has to realize and will be forced to be more spiritual. Scorpio is one of the highly spiritual signs you can get. He's a natural investigator. Any kid born with a strong Scorpio will be well ahead of his classmate. This is the best unique sign.
That makes sense. Okay, we're going to a commercial. We'll be right back. Thank you, Dr. Turi.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
This is Ask Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio. We're talking to Dr. Turi, and we are talking about the placement of the dragon on basically the people's charts around the world, as well as the different countries. So, Dr. Turi, when you were talking about the head being in Scorpio and the tail in Taurus, at this time, you say it's kind of void, but prior to that, what was the sign that it was in? Was it Sagittarius or Libra?
It was Sagittarius axis Gemini, and these two signs forces a full restructure of the Middle East. Put it this way, Sagittarius was teaching philosophy, foreigners, and foreign lands. That's where the dragon is still currently impacting the world, and it forces the world to reevaluate their philosophical views, their religious view, and of course with the technology and the internet, the world of Gemini has induced WikiLeaks and has induced all sorts of communication that were not anticipated by the government to go through. So right now, this energy Gemini in Sagittarius is still very active and is melting into the new dragon axis towards Scorpio. And again, if you don't have an understanding of the dynamics of the housing system, it could be a little bit confusing for people.
Sure.
But I know I have a lot of students that are listening tonight, and I know they all follow me very, very clearly. But what I can tell you is, as I'm speaking to you, the July 4, 1776, America is a cancer country. Cancer was food and security and love and real estate and apple pie. And, of course, with the tail of the dragon that just left America, the result were my prediction of a restructure of the United States economy, forcing everybody to lose their homes and to have problems with security and all the things that you know so well. Of course, when I first approached that with George Norrie in 2007, nobody heard me. But they heard me as they played the tape a few times. What I'm trying to tell you is that tail of the dragon is still in the 12th house of the United States. And the 12th house deals with the subconscious. And knowing that America is a country that was born upon puritanical values, you now have people like camping, cruising the entire United States, promising the end of the world. I think it was last May or something like that. So it does bring a general feeling of hopelessness, a general feeling of depression. And, of course, that gets all the psychiatrists and psychologists very, very busy, making the pharmaceutical industry very, very happy by poisoning more and more people using those chemicals. So I can tell you the progression of the dragon and how it has affected the United States. Now, the tail of the dragon, the head of the dragon, excuse me, is moving into the sign of Scorpio. But you have to keep in mind that generations are also affected by this scorpionic energy, especially by the location of a planet called Pluto in Scorpio. I call this generation the Death Wish generation. These are the kids that live for sex and passion, John Gang. The two killers that have been exonerated are both part of the Death Wish generation. I'm making reference, of course, to Amanda Knox and what's her name? The other girl will kill a child. Casey Anthony. Those two ladies are part of the Death Wish generation. They are born with Pluto, the planet of power, into the sign of Scorpio, tripling, quadrupling the power, the passion. They have no fear of death. They are motivated by investigation. They are walking witches. They are sexually very, very active, and they regenerate with drama, with death, with blood, with metaphysics. They are souls that reincarnate with a very heavy degrees and level of witchcraft residue, and that energy cannot find a way to regenerate using the power progressively. So they are using it to kill people. They are responding to their stars like robots.
Okay, but isn't that the lowest response to the scorpionic energy? If for example, at this time the United States is going into, as you say, the head of the dragon in Scorpio, then wouldn't they be also in a place where they could transform themselves? Isn't transformation a large part of the scorpionic energy?
Exactly. The tail of the scorpion represents the misuse of the witchcraft residue in the name of ignorance, the misuse of the superconscious in time and space. The tail of the scorpion is the lizard when the scorpion dies and he becomes the eagle or the phoenix of the zodiac and becomes the supreme power, the most powerful sign you can get when you look at it. But you have to understand that the part of God, you know, in each one of us is much stronger than the stars or Pluto or Scorpio itself. But if you don't have cosmic consciousness, and sad enough, 99.09% of the people walking this earth don't have cosmic consciousness, then they are going to act out their stars. Imagine what type of information the FBI, the police, the Secret Service could have, and how they can use that power if they were to pass the ridicule, if they were to pass their educated, egocentric attitude and realize that they are parts of the universe, they are part of the essence of the stars, and this wisdom has been lost. And that's what creates chaos, and that's what allows all these criminals to walk free and get paid millions of dollars in the process. And, you know, that's why I'm working endlessly trying to raise people's cosmic consciousness and bring back the original ministry of Jesus.
Okay. Now, if you were to look at history, looking at this time in America and also in the rest of the world, would you see certain countries doing better during this time than others? I know that you've talked about United States being, inundated, especially in the area of finances during this time. But is there other countries where they may actually benefit from this time?
Well, you said it. You said it. Sagittarius was foreigners and foreign lands. And, for American, India, China are real foreigners. They have the dragon on their sides.
Okay.
That help them in their endeavors, in their contract, in their financial enterprise. But you have to remember, Carrie, up and down, black and white, front to back, God, devil, yin and yang, that energy moves around. And every single empire, one of these days, has to crash, you know. And this is how it works. And the timing is what needs to be reinstated in our college, university, and the police, and the FBI, and Secret Service, and our educational system should understand astropsychology as a true science, not a pseudoscience, because I use a software, the same type of software used by NASA, with the only difference that I realized that the stars are a little bit more than dead rock hanging up there for the sake of beauty. So knowing that I use a software, knowing the repetitiveness is inarguable in terms of finding earthquake, tornado, hurricane, all my record prediction is inarguable, it's printed, it's dated, it's everything you want. It's there, it's still in Coast to Coast website. What I'm trying to tell you, if they could pass the block, if they could pass the ego, we know better, this is all bull, if they could pass that, then your society and humanity will make some serious progress. And this dragon's head in Scorpio is designed to do that, Carrie. It's designed to help people to wake up. Let's say, for example, I have seen many, many talking heads on television all of a sudden using slur or being too outspoken, and many of them have lost their position. They do not realize that on that very specific day, either the moon was in Scorpio or right on their dragon's tail. And that means get your wake-up call and lose your job or die to where you are, because you need to grow to a higher person, a better, more aware person. And that's what the stars are set and designed by God to do. But again, if you do not go into the structure of the universal codes, how are you going to know how you stand? You will not understand if you don't go under your stars, and that's what the problem is.
I see. Okay. In terms of earthquakes and volcanoes and so on, what do you see in the near future if you look at it astrologically, let's say in the next 3 months?
Well, why don't we say in the next couple of days?
Okay.
3 months, people don't have memory.
I see.
I can give very specific and give proof, and very specific proof. I've done it over and over again. People do not remember. This is why on my cosmic code website, I constantly refresh my cosmic coders of the prediction that I did weeks, years, months, and then put them in their face. As I said earlier, when I said to them, be prepared, be prepared for a big shocking news today. And the next thing you know, you've got Sarah Palin that decides to not to become president. When I say be ready for the weather to turn nasty, and right here in Phoenix, we had a huge downstorm that created a 30-vehicle crash. When I said to be ready with explosion in Ohio, you have a big explosion with a fireman. When I said to be ready for aeronautic problems, the next thing you know, there is a helicopter that crashed in the New York East River. I mean, it's endless.
Okay. Thank you. We're going to go to a commercial again here. I'm sorry. This is the top of the hour, and when we go to commercial here, it'll be for a bit longer, and then we'll come back, and the second hour we will take phone calls and also questions on the chat.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Run!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics.
No taboo topics.
No fear of doom.
No fear of doom.
We are American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.
Dr. Turi. Dr. Turi, are you still with us?
I am with you, Carrie.
Excellent. We were talking just before the break about what was going to go on in very recently. You were talking about some things actually happened today, and I thought that was quite interesting. And I'm wondering if, however, you are seeing anything specific about let's say the New Madrid Fault area and also the west coast of the U.S., areas where people have been predicting very severe earthquakes and other things. Have you seen anything in any either of those two areas in the United States, for example? And then strangely enough, there has also been some talk about earthquakes in Great Britain, a place that rarely, if ever, has earthquakes, and I would be curious to hear your take on that.
First of all, about the earthquake in Britain, the first one that happened, I think a year or so ago, I gave the exact date in one of my quatrains. On the Cosmic Code website, I give very specific date, and this is where, again, your audience has to get a pain. Unless they are VIPs and subscribers, they will not get those dates. So write it down. October 6th, 7th. 20th and 21st. Now, if you don't have cosmic consciousness, I have to use words to translate this energy, pretty much like Nostradamus used to do. So I write quatrains, okay? That energy is already active, and I also give keywords. So I gave you the date, October 6th, 7th, 20th, and 21st. The quatrains are an entrail upset speed above. I mean, if you don't understand, that means we're going to have an earthquake. I don't know. Then red fire wind to dance. Star command shock science. Calm deception to strike. This is my first quatrain. And in reference to red fire wind to dance, yesterday we had this unexpected sandstorm right here in Phoenix. Nobody knew. Nobody knew the National Weather Service. Nobody knew about the sandstorm, but I gave the exact date and the keywords, and I wrote red fire, wind to dance. It happened. Now, the keywords are very simple. Cosmos news. So any news coming from the cosmos, like scientists are going to discover another planet, like Christopher Columbus discovered America, that's always been here. News about nukes, weird news. Surprise, explosion, shocking news, like this guy today went and shot four people in California. Lightning, humanitarianism, which by this I mean this very famous man that actually died today and spent all his life working. He was a civil rights leader Shuttleworth, that is his name, he died today, and it's directly related to the word humanitarianism that I wrote. Okay, and in reference to the California shootout, it's actually 8 people that were shot, and that is a shocking news. So I talk also about aeronautics accident and technology. Again, as far as technology, you know that India has launched the cheapest computer ever. You understand? You've seen that. You also know that Apple unveiled the iPhone, a new version of its smartphone. So this is technology. This is the word that I wrote. And next time you see, it's on CNN. This is why people tell me, Dr. Chiri, you are CNN before CNN. So this what's going on now. And the date for earthquake today, tomorrow, and after tomorrow, then the 20th and the 21st. Now, let's push down to the months and let's go to October 14 and 15, 25th and 26th. I'm not going to read the quatrain. I'm just going to give you the keywords. The keyword is Pluto. Pluto will be in charge. Famous death. Dramatic news. The police will do something wrong, shoot somebody and cost us millions of or dollars again. The FBI, the CIA will make the news. The mobs will get out of order. Secret scandals, wake-up call, terrorism, high finance, news of sex, serial killers, death news. This is the keywords for Pluto. I'm using those keywords to make people aware that during this day, they better stay home and watch a movie. Especially if those windows happens to be after the full moon. Let's push down to the end to October 31st now, okay? That's where I see again a bad earthquake. And I'm not going to elaborate too much in terms of earthquake because the fact of the matter is, and you've got to agree with me, Kerry, we have spent trillions of dollars with NASA, with scientists, with geologists, gemologists. We have spend billions of dollars, and all they can do is use our tax dollars to tell you when actually an earthquake is taking place. Well, guess what? Dr. Chiri has a perfect, inarguable, steady pattern, which is very verifiable if you become a cosmic cutter. But what I'm trying to tell you, if NASA, if those educated mental snob, those scientists were willing to put their ego in their pocket and work with me, I have an impeccable timing. They can give me the information on the fault activities. But for 40 years, I have tried to reach the system. But you guess what? All that I do is much more accurate than what you could ever do, and it's free. And I don't have tax to do it.
Now, let me at least give out this phone number to people. So if they want to call in during the show, the number is 402-237-2525. So I'll give it out again, 402-237-2525. That's the call-in number for this last hour with Dr. Turi. So if you want to ask a question, feel free to call in on that line. The other thing is that we do on the ProjectCamelot.org site have a chat link where you can click into the chat. You can join the chat and you can ask questions. If you have a question and you want to put it in the chat, please put it in caps, in all caps. That way I can find it very easily and very quickly, and we can do that during the show as well. So it's up to you if you're interested in doing all of that, but you're welcome to join in the conversation here and ask some questions of Dr. Turi while we have him for the next 45 minutes or so. So Dr. Turi, but when you are looking at this sort of thing, are you also seeing anything with regard to asteroids and meteors? Because I have been seeing some meteor showers, and I'm wondering if you're seeing anything in that area.
Yeah, what I can tell you is the solar system, when the solar system was built by the extraterrestrials billion years ago, they made sure to involve a planet called Jupiter. Jupiter is the biggest planet in our solar system, and its very purpose is to act as a punch ball. Literally, its gravitational forces are so powerful that any single planet will hit its back, as already experienced with the Shoemaker comet, before It hits us and hits Earth. So if you expect planet Elenin to come here and destroy this world, well, I got good news for you. It's never going to happen. Jupiter is set to protect us. This is why it is called in Greek mythology the Great Protector.
Okay, very interesting. And what about what goes on with regard to, let's say, Planet X or whatever you want to call it? Have you had anything with regard to the brown dwarf?
Again, I can only refer to objectivity and to common sense, and this is where the world of Scorpio will back me up, because the future has always been my most faithful witness. Okay, there is no big outside celestial body that's going to put an end to this world, thanks to Jupiter. Now, would it be Elenin? Would it be Planet X? Would it be another planet found next week or next month? Because this is what scientists do, wasting our tax dollars, scaring people so that they can build more toys to prepare us for something that would never happen. So, you know, this is where the plutonic energy will force people to realize that humanity is not doomed. We have been made in the image of God, and in that respect, we have the power of creation. Through the superconscious in time and space, if you think positive, the power of the thought is able to turn things in a different way. So not only Jupiter is there to protect us, but we can start to protect ourselves by using the psychic power for the common cause of humanity. The only problem is, again, our educational system has absolutely no idea on how the superconscious in time and space operate and cannot enter the intuitional domain of my work or the archetypal realm of consciousness for that matter. So being ahead of time brings also a lot of challenge for me to make people aware of what really is going on outside of logics.
Okay, now we have a caller. I'm going to bring the caller on here, and they are at area code 720. You're on the air with Dr. Turi and Carrie from Project Camelot.
Hi, Carrie. Hi, Dr. Turi.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. You know, I have actually more of a personal question. Can I, with my astrology, can I ask that?
Sure.
Go ahead.
So this, Dr. Turi, I do a little bit of astrology myself. I have my dragon's head at 29 Pisces, and tail is at is in Virgo, in the 10th house, and just actually wanted to see what your read would be on that.
Well, first of all, there is no degrees. Nostradamus didn't have a watch or a computer 500 years ago, and I had to reset the clock in building my new software that put the stars where they belong. So your head and your tail of the dragon are not in the house you think they are if you follow modern astrology methodology. Being a Pisces dragon set, you are like a Dark Casey, Madame Blavatsky. You are like Nostradamus, set to dwell with the superconscious, with remote viewing, with spiritual matters, and you need to escape the very critical, down-to-earth, mathematically jargonized-oriented sign of Virgo that makes you very fussy, very picky, very critical, very detail-oriented. Doing so, you will miss your objectivity and the wonder that your dragon set in Pisces has to offer. What months were you born?
April.
Okay, so the head of the dragon is in your subconscious. That means you have a subconscious fear of ending up alone, and you're a natural talker. You should write it, and you have been set to channel information, again, from the archetypal realm of consciousness. With the right training in understanding how your subconscious interacts with the superconscious, you can do phenomenal astral projection. You can do phenomenal remote viewing. You can't be trained to become a remote viewer. You have to have the tools. It's like trying to recreate an Einstein. There is no school that produces Einstein, Michelangelo, George Washington, or Dr. Turi. We have the stars to be and to do what we're doing, and so are you. So aim on that direction of the divine, the spirits, and the art, and swim upstream, and there is no way for you to miss. But you need to understand some of the very specific rules that apply to you, but you have to use divine astrology methodology.
Very interesting. Okay, you just sold me on whatever book you're selling. That was very, very accurate. So I really don't have any questions. I'm just listening to your program here tonight, Carrie, and I think you've done a wonderful job, absolutely wonderful job.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Okay, we're going to go to another question that we have here that's coming in on the chat, which has been put in caps. Thank you very much. Which is, someone is asking, if you're saying the dragon's tail is going into Taurus, will things get hard for the sign of Taurus, the sun, someone with a sun in Taurus, for example?
Okay. When the tail of the dragon moves into the sign of Taurus, it's not going to affect, as I said earlier, only Tauruses. It will affect every people walking this earth, because you're not just one sign of the zodiac. You are every single sign of the zodiac, and you change personality as you flip into one of the 12 departments of the human experience. This is why you have 12 signs of the zodiac. This is why you have 12 hours, 12 months, 12 apostles, 12 sins, 12 jury, 12 tribal Israel. Your 2012, it's endless.
Wonderful. Yes. Okay, so what you're saying, can just to get back to the question a little bit here, just because I know the person will be concerned, are you saying that the tail of the dragon, what happens when it's in Taurus? Can you describe what it happens, how the Taurus will affect anyone who has anything in Taurus,
okay,
and any house?
Okay. But I want to make sure that everybody knows they are not protected. Everybody's going to suffer the dragon. But for Taurus specifically, if she's in a bad relationship, the head of the dragon in Taurus, aiming for a seventh house of marriage and partnerships, we force her to reevaluate the position facing the world with partners. Sometimes it means divorce. Sometimes it means finding somebody better because that person does not match the person itself. So there is
would you say the Taran energy is going to go through a certain transition during this time?
Right. Now, you have to remember, Taurus is a fixed sign. Taurus hate changes. If you know anybody born in May, you know they like food, they like home, they like their
security.
They will not budge. It's a very solid sign. This is why when the tail of the dragon moves in themselves, it forces them to realize that life is a constant process of changes. And very often, losing something or somebody is not a loss, but it's a liberation.
Sure. Okay, that's a very good clarification. We have someone else asking, the moon's energy seems to be changing. Can you comment on what to expect with the moon and what might happen in the future with moon energy or people who are Cancers?
Well, that's very simple. You can go to drturi.com and download my two books for free, and you can read the section, The Universal Laws of the Moon. The moon is much more than a dead rock hanging above your head for the sake of beauty. That's where the word lunatic, moody, and crabby comes from. So wherever you have that moon in your chart or where you are a Cancer in the house, you are going to feel the impact of the moon. So the more you know about the moon, the better it is for you. And when you have my book for free from drturi.com, you're going to get a better deal than that. Go ahead.
Okay. We're going to go to a short break here. When we come back, I do want to ask you, though, about the moon and why, where it's affecting people directly during this time. Okay, so we'll come right back.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com. Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Your life as it has been is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to the Paradigm Shift Saturday night, 10 p.m. Central.
This is Karen Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio. We're talking to Dr. Turi. Dr. Turi, we were just talking about the moon and how that is affecting people. And I don't know if you have anything more specific that you want to talk about with regard to the moon in the near future.
Well, first of all, you have to know a little bit more about the essence of the moon. The moon is responsible for all our vices and virtues as she cruised the belt of the zodiac. In time of a full moon, as you know, all the emergency services are going out of order. Sometimes some people which have a very strong connection with the moon cannot put their rings on or off. And that's, again, where the word lunatic, moody, and crabby comes from. The moon always changed sign every 2 or 3 days. And as she moved into another sign, the energy from the universe is bouncing back on her and then on the earth. Put it this way. That's the best way for me to explain it. Your brain is nothing else than a computer. which is reacting to the outside stimuli produced by the stars, especially the moon, because the moon is our closest satellite. So when you have a bunch of educated scientists that trying to find out why Einstein was a genius by looking down, no, they have to look in the universal mind to find the keys, what it means to be human, because there is no difference between your brain, my brain, or the world of Einstein. It's all affected by the stars. So the moon plays a very, very important part in the psychology of humanity, day by day. As I said earlier, when the moon is in Scorpio, you have people that kill each other. You have the police that is going completely out of order. And you know, in the battle between logic and control and emotions, as the moon regulates emotions, emotions will always win. That's how
okay, let me ask you this. You said something about October 6th and 7th. I guess that's tomorrow and Friday.
Right.
And I have some people who are going on a road trip and they're concerned. Is there something going on with the moon? Is it going into a certain sign? I don't know what sign it's in those days.
All right. Well, let me explain to you. First of all, the good news is that the moon is waxing as I'm speaking to you. When the moon is waxing, you are under the white protection of the moon. So chances are you will be at the right time at the right place. However, there are people who will be at the wrong place at the wrong time. And in order for me to be precise, I would have to look at the personal UCI, the personal chart of that person, and compare it to where the moon will be in the next couple of days. Actually, I know where the moon is, but I don't know their chart. You know,
right.
There's no easy answer, Carrie. What I'm doing is a pure, deep, mystical, and very accurate, logical science. I use software, and I cannot give an answer for that. All I can tell these people is that Uranus, which is the Saturn release of energy planet, is in charge of the next 2 days. And he tells shocking news, sudden release of energy, earthquake, tornado, explosion, and you had a little sample today of that energy that will last for about 3 days. So if you want to go and see UFOs, time to get your camera and go in the desert, because extraterrestrials do not materialize on this dense physical world when they feel like. They have to use the energy that is directly related to their transportation, to their transformation in this dense physical world. People think, oh, I'm going to see a UFO. No, you've got to respect the timing. A car will only work perfectly if it's tuned properly. And humanity has lost the tune-up.
Okay. Let's see. I am interested in finding out. Someone is asking about Saturn returns, and they're talking about Libras and Saturn returns. How do you feel about the idea of the Saturn return?
Well, Saturn is called in Greek mythology the great malefic. So wherever you have Saturn, you're never going to have any break. You will have to work hard to represent Saturn, the ancient Sumerian carved the sign of Capricorn, which is a goat. January means you're born in the winter. There is no fruits on the trees. It's very hard. You're not born in August where everything will come to you cook. You have to work really hard with the Saturn impact in your chart. Saturn is not only the great malefic, but it enforces discipline, structure. It rules engineers, scientists, astrophysicists. It rules anything that dwells with the logical world. It rules politics, classical music. Saturn.
Well, what about Saturn in Libra, though? What would you say? That's a sign of balance, isn't it?
Yeah,
wouldn't that be a fairly good aspect for Saturn?
Well, Saturn is dignified in Libra, which means it is at its best position, which means Libra means the law. And if you do something right, if you work really hard enough, Saturn will always pay you back. Libra means also karma. Saturn rules karma. So, but the problem is humanity has made tremendous physical accomplishment, especially technologically speaking. We go on the moon, we develop GPS, we have the internet. But on the spiritual side, all they have is 875 different deceiving religious dogmatic teachings. They don't have cosmic consciousness. So the world is imbalanced, and Saturn in Libra is forcing people to understand a little bit more of a different set of laws, not the laws written by man, which happens to be the codification of thoughts and the books and the Bible, but the laws written in light through the sign as God intended us to use, and that was the actual initial ministry of Jesus, to teach us the value of our Father in the heavens or the cosmic codes.
Okay. Now I'm going to take a call from someone who's calling in from area code 401, and let me see if we can get them on the line. Area code 401, you are on the line with Dr. Turi and Carrie from Project Camelot.
Hello, Carrie. Hello, Dr. Turi.
Hello, my friend.
Hello.
Yes, I have a kind of personal question for Dr. Turi. I've been listening to your show, and it's very interesting, though. Can I ask?
Sure.
All right, Dr. Turi, I'm a combat veteran from the Army. I was in the Army about 3 years ago. I got out, and I've been unemployed and going to college. But right now, I feel like I'm stuck in college because I have trouble with numbers, and there's only one class that you know, I've been stuck in algebra, and I really need it, and I don't know if I'm on the right track or if I have to change.
Okay, first of all, you have to remember that I don't know you, but I know the cosmic code. The only way for me, you have to give me the key, and the key is your date of birth. Give me that.
It's September 3, 1979.
I got September. I don't care the day. What year was he born?
1979, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Born. Okay, all of those born in September are accident prone on the head. Did you ever suffer an accident on your head?
Yes.
What type of accident?
When I was in Iraq, during missions, the hatch of my vehicle came down and hit me various times.
Okay.
And I've been having neck troubles.
I understand exactly where his problem comes from, and you're very lucky to be alive, because a lot of souls born in September don't make it. They usually die of a violent death, so you got very, very lucky here. Meantime, he's a Scorpio in the third house, which means he regenerates with metaphysics and information. This is why this type of program is keeping him alive, so to speak. He has aptitudes. You're set by the cosmic code to suffer drama and to write about all your experiences. Have you thought of that?
Yes. I've noticed that every time I want to do something, I have to experience 1, 2, 3 bad times before I can get it. But I'm a fighter. I'm not a quitter. So I eventually get it.
Yeah. That's good, my friend. No, you're in Aries' head, so the reason why you didn't get killed is because your dragon set in Aries is protecting you against violent death. What I'm trying to tell you is there is technology that is available, there is people that can help you, my friend. You went through an incredible dramatic time in your life, and this is priceless information that should be shared. And as a Virgo, you're meant to be in the world of communication and high tech. So anything else, you have to let me deal with you on a professional level.
No, I think that's it.
All right, my friend. Good luck.
Okay,
to you.
Thank you very much, caller. What
thank
Dr. Turi is suggesting is that you perhaps contact him offline, and perhaps he can counsel you better.
And thank
all
you.
Right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for the work you're doing for all of us out there.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you, caller. That's great. Dr. Turi, we have another caller here I'm going to bring on from area code 816. Caller, you are on the air with Dr. Turi and Carrie Cassidy.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I just had a question. You had said that Saturn was the ruling planet with karma, and as a Capricorn, I was wondering, how does that karma pertain into that sign?
Okay, well, first of all, so I gather you're a Capricorn, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you have two Capricorn. You have the engineer Capricorn, and you have the very artistic, religious Capricorn. Mel Gibson was born in January, and his mental process is regulated by Neptune or Pisces. This is why he wrote the movie Christ, because he's an artist, he's a movie producer, and his psyche is very religious. But what I'm trying to tell you, born in January, you're born in the winter time, and nothing's going to be given to you because Saturn is a karmic planet. The good news is if you cast aside the religious poisoning and realize that Capricorn is the head of the goat, or in Christian theology, the symbol chosen by Christians to represent the head of Satan, the head of the devil, the goat, if you realize that you are not evil and you're not dealing with the occult person, but supreme wisdom, you can use your fishtail. Capricorn is a fishtail. The fishtail means that you have an awareness of the moon fluctuations. And if you bypass religious poisoning, if you bypass logistics and criticism, and then you will be able to follow the moon fluctuations and climb to the highest top of the mountain. And Saturn always rewards his children, and he gives them a very long life. But be careful on your knees. All of those born in January, very often, have problems on the joints, and that's why wet and cold is not an area where he should be.
All right. Well, okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, caller. We've got another caller, Dr. Turi, and I'll see if this is the same caller or a different one. Area code 760, you're on the line with Dr. Turi and Carrie Cassidy.
Yes, hello. Thank you, Carrie, and hello, Dr. Turi.
Hello.
My name is Reverend Dale Westerlund. I was I wanted to share that my work for the last 20 years has been in the area of parapsychology and ufology. I am an ordained reverend, and I'm just now reviewing some information in a video. I think it was called Quickening, and it dealt with the 2012, the December 28th, 2012 date actually being miscalculated and supposedly being occurring this next month. And I'm going to be experiencing my birthday. I'm Libra, October 16th, with Sag rising and Pisces moon. And I personally have, you know, through my prayer meditation, have experienced a lot of anxiety. Oh, in Chicago.
Okay.
Moved here when I was about 10 to California.
Okay. But what year were you born?
Oh, 1956.
Okay, now we got it. We have a Cancer dragon's tail, Capricorn dragon's head. We have an engineer here. Your dragon's head is Capricorn, which means that there is a bit of confusion because your moon in Pisces is very, very spiritual and in conflict with your dragon's head in Capricorn, which is more into numbers and science. And you
feel that conflict, yes. Thank you.
Yeah, I can see all that through you, yes. So you have to find balance between the physical information that you have and make sure they are not blurred by your religious upbringing, because the moon in Pisces means usually a very heavy-duty religious upbringing, and that could bring out fears that could be easily taken by your subconscious as a wish. Your subconscious does not know the difference between the fears or the wishes. So I think you're in kind of a confused state, and you need clarification, you need some grounding, you need to get some solidity and aim towards your dragon's head in
Well, Dr. Turi, let me ask here, because the caller did ask an interesting question, which is the different date for the so-called end of the Mayan calendar, the 28th of October, 2011, which Carl Johan Kalman also talks to. And I think this brings up a very interesting subject. I wonder if you have anything to say about that particular date.
Well, again, there are so many people out there that will come up with a different date, and I have to check on the source of information, or they have to check on the form on the source of information. The calendar ends, the Mayan calendar ends on a very specific date for a very specific reason, is that the conquistador, when they were there during those days, killed all the Yang. They killed all the Yang that was supposed to be taught the rebuilding of the next cycle, so to speak. But the older, the elders who had the wisdom died, and the younger were decimated or died of disease. And that's why the calendar stopped then. It's not the end of the world.
Okay, we are going to a break. We'll be right back. Thank you, caller, for calling.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. Live worldwide weekdays 5 till 7 Central. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio.
Okay, this is
Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Dr. Turi. Dr. Turi, are you there with us?
I am here, Carrie.
Okay, very good. So right before the break, we were talking about 2012, October 28th specifically. A caller was asking about that date. I know that people are curious about October 28th. I wonder if you have any information about that particular date.
Oh, you bet. This is a date that I circle and I gave earlier to be aware of that day, because it will be a plutonic day. So anything from drama, from terrorism, anything from death, stampede, name it, the entire negativity of Pluto will be definitely messing up this Earth. So be ready on that day. Now, I have to emphasize also that most of the time people ask questions. How can I put this way? It's like I have many friends that are MDs. The reason why they went into the medical fields is because they have subconscious fear of death, or they have subconscious fear of disease. And when people get involved in all sorts of new age material, particularly the end of the world, the year 2012, is because they are fighting a subconscious fear of the future, put it this way. And this is why it's so very important. And I insist for everybody listening to your show tonight to remember, as humans, we have been made in the image of God. And you like it or not, you know it or not, you have the essence of creation, and you are not doomed. The idea is not to endorse and promote feeding evil and feeding negativity, which is going to produce more chaos, because the superconscious in time and space is actually responsible for what's going on next. And if you look at Einstein wrote, your imagination is your preview of life's coming attraction. And when I say the future is the reincarnation of the thought, that is a very important message that I have to pass on to the audience tonight. Be positive regardless of what you hear. Check on the source of what you hear, because most of the time the people are regurgitating their own fears on you, and you do not have to allow it.
Okay, and that is very good advice. Thank you for that. I do have someone asking here who is an artist. Is there a time to tell when the most creative time might be for composing a song, for example? That was the example given.
Well, basically, let's say the moon, which is the emotional response to life, goes in trine or in sextile or in good aspect to the head of the dragon, this person will feel very creative. It's like you can get up in the morning and feel very moody, because you already know you're going to have a bad day. So subconsciously, you pick the alignment of the planets, and the beauty of having cosmic consciousness is that you're prepared. If you're going to go shopping, for example, and you see the light or the stop sign in the street, you got to stop. You have to respect the laws of man. Now, because you do not see the other side of my hand doesn't mean it doesn't exist. There is also another set of laws written in light through the signs. And this tells you when it's time for you to be creative, to go forward or to back off. You know, and knowledge is power. Ignorance is evil. I can't offer that. And again, my book, Moon Power, downloadable from my website, give that daily guidance all the way to the end of the year.
Okay, I have a question myself here, Dr. Turi, because I have read an interesting paper by Dr. Johann Kalman about the Mayan calendar and about this time we're going through. And I'm wondering whether or not you can see this playing out in the way that he described, which I think was quite accurate, which was that basically right at this time we have a lot of fluctuations. We have things that are appearing, and they will seem to go like the stock market up for a while, and then all of a sudden go in the complete opposite direction. And so decision making is very difficult at this time, because as Elenin was seen in the sky, and then Elenin disappeared, then it is seen again. There are different predictions about the future that are wildly different. In other words, they may be very positive
or they may go in the complete opposite direction. And I've noticed that people's behavior has also been very wildly fluctuating. So would you say that this can be reflected in the stars in a way that you can describe?
Correct. Now, as far as LNN is concerned, you have to remember the extraterrestrials do not want to mess up their work, their investment, their purpose. So they will make sure that this planet, before reaching Jupiter, is put back off course as far as the Earth is concerned, or aiming straight to Jupiter. But I'm trying to tell you again, there are forces that are at work that are not necessarily understood just yet, either by science or humanity at large. And one can only relate to another person because of his education, his intelligence, but most of all, his experience, of course, but most of all, because of his stars. Your stars make you perceive your world. Your UCI, your unique celestial identity, has nothing to do with your mother, with your sister, with your brother, with your child. As a matter of fact, your family members are your biggest stranger you can get. You will never think, behave, or create like your closest family member. You have been computerized by the cosmic code in a very unique, specific way. And this type of wisdom is not yet used, understood, or heeded. And that's where I'm coming from, trying to explain that. Everybody sees the world and sees his reality through his stars. Do you want to make sense?
Yes, absolutely. Okay, but to get back to the question, in terms of the wild fluctuations, not only in the stock market, but in other perceptions about reality at this time, would you say that is very much because of Uranus at this time, or would you say it's another thing?
It's every single planet. So everything works in harmony above your head, Carrie. The moon doesn't have more power than the sun, than Uranus, Pluto, Jupiter, Saturn, Venus, Mercury, or Mars. Okay, and the other constellation out there. What I'm trying to tell you, there is such a lack of wisdom of the spiritual conception directly connecting humanity to the cosmos. There are no teachers. You have astrophysicists, you have astronomers, and all these young souls have lost true sense of the spirit because they cannot see past the end of their nose. They do not have the UCI. UCI stands for Unique Celestial Identity. They do not have the gift to perceive the imperceivable. They do not have the gift to explain it. They were trained traditionally. You know, Dr. Jury was kicked out of school at the age of 12 years old. I was in the street. I have hand-on experience in understanding the mechanics of the human mind in relationship to the celestial mind. And nobody taught me. I was born with the gift to perceive it, to explain it, and to deal with it, and even to make accurate predictions. I give you the date for the next 2 days for about an earthquake. Then you're going to say, Dr. Thierry, you're a jerk, or you're really good at what you do. And the next couple of days, you're going to, you know, think about me. And so are your listeners. I'm not taking chances because I know. I know what I'm talking about, but I'm a little bit ahead of time for people to understand where I'm coming from. But I got to start at some point. And if it wasn't for people like you, George Norrie, they would never have an opportunity to hear or to educate themselves on a different topic that's well past science and religion.
Certainly. Okay, we have one more caller, and time for one more caller at this time. I'm going to allow them to come on the air here. Let's see, area code 760, you're on the air with Dr. Turi and Carrie Cassidy.
For people to understand where I'm coming from.
You're going to have to turn your radio very, very low or off completely so that we can hear you. Okay, I think we're going to have to take another call. Another caller, area code 469, you are on the air with Dr. Turi.
Hello, Carrie and Dr. Turi. How are you?
Hello.
Hey, just a quick question. Well, my birthday is February the 4th, 1965. I've been self-employed since 2004. I had to transition into a different type of business, but still self-employed. And seem to be on the cusp of success, but it's just so hard to get it. I'm trying to find out how long is this going to be going on for.
Well, but the year you were born is conjuncting your natal dragon, so you are at the start of a new life, put it this way. You have that dual dragon that forces you to deal with duality in every single thing you do. So right now you are at the verge of a new life, put it this way. And being born in February, the head of the dragon will be moving like I was like you, born in February, in your 10th house of career. That means you're going to get tremendous opportunities, but you cannot proceed before you die from your past. And what's going on with you right now, you're going through that process of letting go of your past in so many different ways, so many different levels. As to be prepared, following some new information or education, your next step, your next level, involving your 10th house of career and your public standing. So what you have going through is not that bad. Just tough it out, because the end will never really be the end. You're always be in a process of growing.
Okay, we're going to have to let you go at this time, caller, because we're at the end of the show. Thank you very much, Dr. Turi. It's been wonderful having you with us. And why don't you give your website out for a last few minutes here?
Okay, well, first of all, let me thank you so much for having me in the show. And I'd like to give this website, www.cosmiccode.drturi.com. Cosmic Code, one word, drturi.com. And of course, you can sign in. You will only be allowed to go on the first page, but you can come to level 2 and level 3, where I teach you what it means to be human and all the secrets of the Cosmic Code, and where I guide you every single month. Instead of wasting time with psychics that sometimes need more help than you do, stay with me. Take care of you every month.
Okay, take care, everyone. We'll see you next week.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics.
No taboo topics.
No fear of doom.
No fear of doom.
We are
American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.